Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 24th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. It's macOS Mojave release day. Version 10.14 introduces dark mode across the system and built-in apps, including Finder, Safari, Photos, and iTunes, as well as updated third-party apps. A whole new wallpaper style called Dynamic Desktop, which includes two versions at launch, Mojave, which is a desert scene, and Solar Gradients, which is color-based. These change their appearance based on time of day. Four new apps debut on the Mac with macOS Mojave: News for following publications and topics on Apple News, Stocks for following financial markets and related news, Home for managing and controlling HomeKit accessories, and Voice Memos for recording audio and accessing clips recorded on iOS. Safari is updated with the ability to add favicons or website icons to tabs as a preference. Mail gains new mailbox sorting suggestions similar to iOS and an emoji picker button in the toolbar when composing new messages. Siri on the Mac finally works with HomeKit. You can also use Siri to look up saved password information. macOS Mojave includes several new tools for working with files in your Mac. Stacks lets you group related files on your desktop by type, date, tags, and more. Finder gains a new gallery view, quick actions for assigning common tasks to easy access buttons, and Quick Look now lets you manipulate images and videos without opening Preview or QuickTime. Screenshots has been overhauled to make it easier to edit images and capture screencasts. Just hold Shift Command 5 to access the new tools. And Continuity Camera lets you insert photos and videos captured on your iPhone or iPad in apps like Messages, Mail, and Pages on your Mac. Later this fall, FaceTime will gain the ability to video call with up to 32 participants, and there are also several new wallpapers, a redesigned Mac App Store, and new data protection and privacy features. Check out youtube.com/9to5Mac for video coverage of all the changes. And we finally got our new iPhones and Apple Watches over the weekend. The big surprise about the iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max is just how different the camera quality is, even compared to the iPhone X. I shared a collection of photos shot over the weekend, including low-light shots and lots of panorama photos that look way better with the new Smart HDR camera feature. As for the Apple Watch Series 4, I've been testing both the 40mm version and 44mm version. And as a 42mm Series 3 user, the new 44mm version is where I really noticed the new screen design the most. The new stainless steel gold finish looks really good, as does the new gold Milanese Loop bracelet. And all text and tap targets are just much more legible and tappable on the new 44mm screen size. Some of the icons and text are a little bit truncated on the smaller 40mm version. Stay tuned for more on the new iPhones and Apple Watches this week. And finally, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his Making the Grade column.
My article this weekend was looking at the role of the Apple Watch with teachers. And this not only could apply to teachers, but really anyone that has to have their attention divided elsewhere all day long. So this could be doctors, nurses, restaurant staff, people that are meeting with customers and clients and patients and students all day long. You don't often just have the opportunity to take out your phone to check in, to email, text message. I think it's become a really valuable device for teachers. A number of our teachers have them. And as much as I hate our text message driven culture, in some ways, it is a reality that iMessage is a way we communicate. And if we need to get in contact with a teacher to have a student change or dismissal schedule or a change in schedule for the day, we often text the teacher because the teachers can get them on their Apple Watch without interrupting their class with a phone call or a visitor popping in. It's much faster than an email because, they'll check their text messages much faster than they will their email. And we're even seeing that with just general school communication. A lot of parents and teachers are choosing to use text messaging /iMessage to communicate. It just is, it's faster and it's instant. So thinking too about hospital staff, the article was about teachers, but think about hospital staff. So let's say you're a nurse or a doctor. Well, you're going from patient to patient. Every time you pull out your phone, you're going to have to clean your hands right afterwards. And with the Apple Watch, you can simply look down, check and see the message, and then go back to your routine. So, I think this is a device that is great for passive notifications, like the title said, where yes, you're probably not going to send the majority of your text messages through the Apple Watch, but it's a great way to keep in contact and make sure there's no emergency that you need to deal with. So check out the article. The link will be in the show notes.
Read those stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.